Hawaii is suffering through an unprecedented drought. For half a century, there's been a downward trend in rainfall on the islands. The problem has now become more pronounced with a two-year dry spell that has fueled wildfires and destroyed crops. Hawaii Public Radio's Ben Marcus reports.
A month ago, Big Island resident Judy Hancock remembers turning to her husband at the dinner table and saying,
"I'm really afraid about a fire at the scenic overlook because when I drove up from town yesterday, there are a bunch of dead trees and it looked so dry." And then he was on his way to Hilo and I said, "There's a fire," and he couldn't believe it.
Her lush green front yard stands in contrast now to the dry and charred land that surrounds it. The late July fire miraculously stopped short at a stone wall about 100 yards from her home atop Mount Kohala on the northern tip of the island.
It's so dry that it was just explosive, almost. You know, I mean, the fire just took off like mad.
The entire state is dry, but the Big Island, about 160 miles southeast of Honolulu, is ground zero for the drought. Kevin Kodama is a hydrologist for the National Weather Service. He says certain swaths of the Big Island are the driest in the country.
They're on pace to set all-time records for the driest year ever. And you're talking about stations that have over 50 years of record. So this is very unusual.
And costly, especially for the up to 60,000 people in Hawaii who depend on rain for fresh water. People like Robin Lamson, who lives on the southern tip of the Big Island. A 20,000-gallon steel-sided catchment tank sits in his backyard.
I don't have a gauge that works right now, but you start like this. I'm right there. I got a quarter of a tank left.
He estimates he's spent $600 more this year paying water haulers to fill the tank. He says this part of the island has always been relatively dry.
But we have not had more than 2 inches of rain in 9 months, and that's been a little sprinkle at a time, an eighth of an inch maybe. That's a heavy deluge now. And we used to get an inch sometimes, and it would wet everything down. Well, you look at the trees around, they're dying.
Crops are dying, too. The entire state has been designated an agricultural disaster area by the federal government. That enables farmers to apply for special loans. Loans that South Kona coffee grower Jason Stith is seriously considering. Stith pulls on a branch from one of the trees growing out of rocky, volcanic soil.
But if you can see how these beans are all, they're kind of like striated. They don't have a lot of mucilage or juice in them. They're dry. They should be full and plump and they just aren't. You can see it even in the green cherry.
The ocean twinkles off in the distance, but despite this serene location, Stith says he felt depressed after picking coffee the other day. He estimates that 50% of the crop has been damaged by the drought.
I'm just amazed they hang on at all. I think it's the caffeine in the coffee that keeps them going. It just keeps them wound up. They don't know how to shut down, so...
The pain isn't just felt on the Big Island. Wildfires have charred parts of Maui, and on the east side of Oahu, mandatory water restrictions are in effect due to a critically low reservoir. And relief is still months away. The rainy season doesn't officially start until November. For NPR News, I'm Ben Marcus in Honolulu.